Hi, I'm Scott Holman, your pastor for the day. When I was a kid and God was just the creator I accepted as fact and went about my regular secular life, I came across a show by the name of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood while flat channel flipping. With just 13 channels in those days and no cable, VCRs, DVDs, or streaming, channel flipping didn't take too long. First, I noted he was kind of scrawny. Then I noted how long it took for him to take off his coat and put on a cardigan sweater. Then take off his shoes and put on some slippers. Or maybe he put on the slippers first. I can't remember. All this while singing about wanting his listeners to be his neighbor. Then the show began in earnest, and I shifted to an adolescent review of the program. Wow, boring as all get out. Is this my only option besides soap operas? Without thinking about it, I had appointed myself judge and jury and convicted Fred Rogers, which I feel embarrassed about today. I should be the convict, not Mr. Rogers. I recently preached on Romans 14, which starts off with, "Now accept the one who is weak in faith, but not for the purpose of passing judgment on his opinions." Although I was the one who was weak in faith, the rest definitely struck home with me about passing judgment, even as someone today whom I would consider strong of faith, or I wouldn't be talking to you now. Mr. Rogers, as it turns out, was very strong of faith. Magna cum laude in both his undergraduate program and seminary, Fred Rogers identified his gifting and direction from God as reaching out to young people with a message designed to build character and faith by, among other strategies, identifying right from wrong. He also taught his listeners lessons on how to react when you're wrong, with repentance and an apology to those negatively affected by your actions. Pretty awesome stuff. In fact, if you look at what may be today's biggest problem in society, it might very well be the lack of repentance and a terrible habit of ignoring those you've hurt by telling yourself they deserved it and changing nothing about how you act toward others. Romans 14:13 says, "Let us not judge one another anymore, but rather determine this, not to put an obstacle or a stumbling block in a brother's way." In other words, God has made us the judge of no one other than ourselves. Fred Rogers was so good at what he determined to do that he taught children successfully every weekday for more than 30 years. An amazing run, particularly considering he did it all without my approval. Mr. Rogers died in 2003, just a few years after I had accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. But my poor attitude prior to that still bothers me, even though I've been forgiven. Here's a man who set out to accomplish something unique for the Lord, was incredibly and brilliantly successful, and all I did was criticize him because he failed to entertain me when I was a kid. That has led to my evaluating myself to make sure I'm not being that way to anyone else, perhaps an old habit of my youth. I may not know what they're trying to accomplish for the Lord, and regardless, God hasn't appointed me judge. How would you stand up to that kind of evaluation on that question? Personally, I would have done a lot better if I just watched more of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. This has been Scott Holman, your pastor for the day. Until next time, do your best and let God do the rest.